from what we started with back in 2014 to where it is today, just substantial growth. And really, it's a testament to the industry and trying to look at the vision of where we need to go into the future. So it really is excellent.
For those not totally familiar with Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan, what is it and who belongs to it?
Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan is mainly made up of commodity groups and different agribusinesses here in Saskatchewan. We do get some funding from the provincial and federal governments as well. But our goal is to make sure consumers understand what farmers and ranchers do. So back 10 years ago, there was some foresight from the industry at that time. A lot of the commodity groups and the Ministry of Agriculture said, you know what, there's a little bit of uncertainty taking place with the general consuming public, and we need to do a better job of getting out in front of this and talking to them about what we're doing. So really, we're trying to make sure that the consumers understand the different practices, the different animal husbandry things that we're doing on farms, the different technologies, to make sure they're more confident and proud and aware of the different practices we do. And we're seeing it more and more that there are questions and we want to be that source for answers.
Is a lot of the focus on the younger generation, and I'm talking maybe probably 35 and under?
We do have a target audience, and that would be typically the main purchasers of groceries for a family unit. So really anywhere between that early 30s to early 50s. But it's interesting. We get a lot of consumers asking us questions who are seniors, and we do get some students at universities. So it really is all over the map in terms of who's asking the questions, but really we want to make sure we have a little bit more influence in those who are going to the grocery store and purchasing the food for their family units, just so they feel more confident on what their purchasing decisions are.
What are some of the questions that you hear from consumers? Do they want to know how the food is produced, where it's produced, who produces it, or is it a combination of everything?
It seems to be a combination of everything. It's everything from, you know, our farm's family owned, right? And how does that dynamic work? Or I heard some things about glyphosate on social media. Is this true? Is this something I should be concerned about? All the way to, say, antibiotics or hormones in animal proteins and discussion around how the use of some of those tools can help livestock producers, and especially when animals are sick or to try and improve efficiency. So these are all questions that come up. There's a huge amount of them, and we're trying to get out of the gate early. And what I mean by that is we want to make sure the information is already out there, so when people do Google searches for questions they may have, answers are already there. And that's where our newest initiative called Canadian Food Focus meets that targeted need. And that information is already being produced and being reproduced over and over to make sure that there's new content that's coming out where consumers can actually latch on.
Do you monitor social media for messages that may not be incorrect and then maybe step in to put out the correct message?
We do monitor a lot. It's called social listening. So we do listen to what those conversations are and try to direct traffic to our site to actually feed in the correct information. And again, we have information on everything from organic farming to conventional farming, animal proteins, plant proteins, right? So we're not trying to pick sides in what we're doing. We're just trying to provide the information to consumers. And we feel as a result of that, because we're generic in nature, people see us as a valued source of information and they come back, which is great.
What is being done today to mark the 10th anniversary?
We are celebrating with a luncheon, Saskatchewan-produced food at Innovation Place, and really celebrating not only where we were in the past, back in 2014, but where we're going in the future. We have some great new ideas that we're going to be talking about, trying to expand some of our reach and just showcase the support as well from the industry. We have some industry partners that have decided to increase their funding commitment to us over the next 3 years, and it's just it's a great opportunity to just celebrate all the good things that we're doing in an effort to build trust in agriculture.